You're listening to SBS News. The latest statistics show the vaccine rollout is still way behind the initial targets, with 2.6 million Australians having received at least their first dose. 402,000 vaccinations were administered last week. Another mass vaccination centre is open, with the facility in Sydney set to offer the Pfizer vaccine within the next few weeks, as well as AstraZeneca for the over 50s. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says her state needs to vaccinate 6 million adults, and so far it's administered less than a million.
We have an adult population of around 6 million in New South Wales, so even if you vaccinate 5 million people, that's 10 million jabs. We're getting close to 700,000, but obviously we have a way to go.
There were no locally acquired cases in New South Wales in the past 24 hours, and investigations are continuing into how a man in his 50s became infected with a US variant found in hotel quarantine. The man then infected his wife. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says they still haven't been able to find the missing link.
Because we have tested everyone in close proximity to this gentleman in terms of our upstream testing, the contact with the infectious person must have been very fleeting. So because of that, we're still concerned that there may be chains of transmission in the community that are yet unrecognised.
With that uncertainty in New South Wales, the state's tightened restrictions have been extended until the 17th of May. Australia's slow vaccine rollout has led to more questions about when international borders will reopen. This year's federal budget figures are based on the assumption they'll reopen in 2022. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the reopening is being delayed because the federal government has failed to deliver on quarantine and vaccinations.
Whilst the quarantine system remains reliant upon hotels in the middle of CBDs, and whilst people aren't vaccinated, then there will continue to need to be restrictions on our economic activity. This is an absolute failure of an essential job that Scott Morrison and the government had.
Health Minister Greg Hunt says the international borders will be the subject of a progressive reopening based on medical advice. Mr. Hunt says one factor that needs to be kept in mind is vaccines don't always prevent infections.
We know that there's near universal prevention of serious illness, hospitalisation and loss of life. We know that there's a high prevention of infection and retransmission, but clearly not universal. We've seen that in Australia, and we've seen that worldwide with cases that have come through quarantine, even those people have been vaccinated. So that's the plan and that's the program. We'll provide next steps as we have the medical evidence and advice. But to your baseline question, is travel an incentive for people to be vaccinated? Absolutely.
The vaccination statistics for residential aged care reveal 52% of people in those residences are now fully vaccinated. Commodore Eric Young is with the National Vaccination Centre.
We've now conducted 1,909 first dose visits to residential aged care facilities. That accounts for 74% of the facilities. We've also conducted 1,330 second dose visits, or 52% of all residential aged care facilities.
When the vaccine rollout started, people such as the elderly, who were in the priority groupings, were all meant to be vaccinated within 6 weeks. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.